104.3. Good morning. This is Morning Go, and it is almost time for Coffee with Kane, but we have to wait a little bit longer today because we are talking with a celebrity, Jeremy Swift of Ted Lasso, and now the new movie Grow is going to be here with us. And I thought while we're waiting for him to call that it would be fun to go ahead and give you a little bit of a preview. This movie is out tomorrow in theaters. It's called Grow, and it stars some actors and actresses that I think you would know. And we'll talk with Jeremy Swift coming up in just a second. But here's part of the trailer for Grow.
This will sound mad, but every time I touch a plant, it's like I can feel what they're feeling.
Charlie, look at me, not the plant. Took a while to track you down.
Is she house trained?
Hi, Charlie!
This is my niece.
What?
What is it with this place and pumpkins?
Ready for the contest?
I'm going to win. My dad's entering the contest too.
You got much of a team?
I'm working on it.
You really think plants feel things like us, don't you?
I do. This one's lonely.
Well, lonely's got me.
I don't know whether this thing of yours is real, but you brought us together. I can't thank you enough.
You gotta grow hard or go home.
Now we must show our commitment to the new life that we are creating by having a wee on it.
Oh, that is enough crazy for one day. Thank you very much.
That's the trailer for Grow, and I'm telling you, this is one of the cutest movies that I have seen in a while. It is a very family-friendly movie. It is out tomorrow in theaters, and we're just waiting on a phone call from one of the stars, Jeremy Swift, who you might know from Ted Lasso. So, oh, here we go. B104, this is Audra.
All right, Audra, here is Jeremy Swift.
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning, Jeremy. How are you today?
I'm good, Audra. How about you? How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. I'm excited to chat with you because I think our listeners will love the new movie, Grow, and it is, I believe, in theaters tomorrow, October 17th. Is that right?
That is right. Yeah, that's right, Audra. Yeah.
So I've watched... I've watched it. It's really good. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a feel-good family comedy, basically. It's not your standard for, you know, Halloween scary movie. A lot of great character actors in it, people like Nick Frost, Jane Horrocks, great British comedy actors. And it centers around a little girl called Charlie, who's played by the excellent Priya Rose Brookwell, who's only like 10, Audra. I don't know how these kids get so talented when they've only been on the planet 5 minutes. And Charlie is, you know, sadly being abandoned by her mom, and she fantasizes about her mom, but she can't get into foster care, so she's sent to her auntie, the character Dinah Little, who's played by Golda Reshubal, who's he's a regular, great character in Bridgerton. And Dinah is reluctant because she's got a farm to run. She doesn't want a kid to look after as well. It's more work for her. And then they sort of discover that that Charlie has this affinity with plants. She's just like a kind of pumpkin whisperer, as you will.
She can
feel that pain.
Yeah.
You know, and she can sort of, if the plants have been given too much fertilizer or chemicals, she's like, oh, they've got an upset stomach, oh no. And so they grow naturally. It's a very environmentally sound movie, you know. They grow naturally this pumpkin, and they want to join this pumpkin festival because it's a big thing in this village. And it's fiercely competitive.
Speaking of competitive, you are the opposition to her pumpkin.
I know. Yeah, I'm the science guy behind, you know, behind a fertilizer, you know, conglomerate thing. And and I'm growing in a lab, and I play a classic kind of, you know, madcap, white-coated scientist. I even asked for a gray streak in my hair, or just so, you know, kind of Bride of Frankenstein homage. So I'm kind of cheating and I want the prize money to keep my job, you know, and he's a very job orientated character. And I have this lovely young actor who's, in fact, the new Harry Potter for the TV Harry Potter called Dominic McLaughlin, playing my son, Oliver. And he befriends Charlie and it connects them together. And it's just such fun. There are some great gags in it for the mums and dads, some references to The Godfather and all sorts of, and some Hitchcock.
Yes, I caught that. Yes, I totally caught that. Yeah. That was what I was going to ask you about, because those are some real cerebral references that kids won't get, but that'll make it interesting for the adults who are watching the film anyway.
Yeah, hence it being a family film, you know, there's something for everybody in it, really.
Yeah, I loved it.
It's fantastic. And I'm so glad you did. And I can't wait for American audiences to see it, really, because it's a film about growing relationships as much as growing pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very nourishing movie, I think.
I agree. I like the premise. I like the fact that it's not a spooky movie for Halloween. It's just a pumpkin
Absolutely.
Movie. Yeah, it has a really great feel. You took too long to come on the screen, though, because I have to admit, you're one of my favorite characters. And I think you're a favorite character of a lot of people from Ted Lasso, because your character is not... In that, you're like the total opposite in Ted Lasso than you are in Grow. And I think that a lot of people really enjoyed your interaction with your castmates in Ted Lasso. And you even received an Emmy nomination for Best Supporting Actor. What was that like?
Oh, that was back in 21. Yeah, that was... that was a complete surprise. I didn't really know what the Emmys... what the Emmys were, and I was like, they're what? Like the television equivalent of the Oscars? What? But my manager rang me because they were announced really early in the morning, I remember. And my manager rang me about 8 o'clock in the morning and said I'd been nominated. No, I don't think so. I was quite adamant. No, I don't think that's correct. She said, well, and she said, I'll send you a screenshot. But she just sent a screenshot. I didn't really have anything legitimate on it. I said, no, I'm still not buying it. She was like, oh, my God, just believe me. But, yeah, it was a real surprise. And really great honor, really, I think. And the show itself has received, you know, so many nominations now. I have to bench myself, really, to be honest.
You were fantastic in it. I really enjoyed it when they expanded on your character, because I thought that you are in the when it first started, I thought, oh, there's so much more to this character, and I love this actor, and I wish that they would give us more of him. And they did. And they did give us more of you. But I'm sure that the cast of Ted Lasso, y'all probably all kept each other laughing constantly, because what a talented group of people. Have there been any other experiences for you in films or television that you felt like, man, how could it get any better than this?
Wow. Well, interesting you say that, because I did my first kind of male lead in a movie in Denver, Colorado last year. And that's a movie that will be working its way through festivals. It's called Welcome to the Fishbowl. And that was, it's one of the best experiences I've had on a film set. It was such a delight to be improvising with American actors, because it's my favorite thing about American comedy is the kind of looseness of it and the invention. So that was a fantastic experience. Yeah, I absolutely loved it.
That's exciting. Well, we'll have to keep an eye out for Welcome to the Fishbowl. Well, Jeremy Swift, so great to chat with you. Look forward to showing all the kids in my life the movie Grow. You're fabulous in as the foil, but look forward to more of you on the American screens. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Really appreciate you.
Thank you, Audra. Lovely to talk to you. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Take care, Audra.
Thanks. Oh, he was really nice. Again, Jeremy Swift. of Ted Lasso fame. He plays Higgins, Rebecca's assistant, or whatever he is. Anyway, and then he's in this new movie called Grow. You can check it out tomorrow in theaters, and I really think your kids will love it. So go see that. If you missed any part of this interview, I will post it up on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can get to those by going to B104FM.com/AUDRA. Audra.